Join me now as we pray together. O God of mercy and grace, you have called us to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. We are to let our light shine so others may see our good works and give glory to God. On this special day, we celebrate one who lived his life as salt and light, turning his world upside down with the power of the gospel. The light of St. Patrick continues to shine as we recall the depth of his faith and the length of his testimony. And may his words become our prayer. May the strength of God pilot me, the power of God uphold me, the wisdom of God guide me. May the eye of God look before me, the ear of God hear me, the word of God speak for me. May the hand of God protect me, the way of God lie before me, the shield of God defend me, the hosts of God save me. May Christ shield me today, Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit, Christ when I stand, Christ in the heart of everyone who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks for me, Christ in every eye that sees me, Christ in every ear that hears me. And as we follow this Christ, let us unite in his words, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. My soul cries out with a joyful shout that the God of my heart is great, and my spirit sings of the wondrous things that you bring to the ones who wait. Did you know that St. Patrick was not Irish? He was British, born into a well-to-do Christian family. His grandfather was a priest. His father was a deacon, but as a teenager, Patrick had no use for religion. But everything changed when he was 16 years old. His world was turned upside down. Irish pirates invaded his city. They abducted Patrick. They carried him to Ireland, where he was sold as a slave. And for six long, tedious, horrible, agonizing years, he was a slave in Ireland. He was responsible for keeping an owner's sheep. He later wrote, "It was then that I learned how to pray. I prayed 100 times in the day and almost as many at night. But through that experience, the slavery, through the prayers and the trials, I came to know God. You fixed your sight on your servant's plight, and my weakness you did not spurn. So from east to west shall my name be blessed. Could the world be about to turn? My heart shall sing of the day you bring. Let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near, and the world is about to turn."
Thank you.
was great. They're dancing in the aisles at First Baptist Church. I wish you people on the radio could see it. Wasn't that wonderful? All God's people said, amen. And that was Grace Upton on the flute. Great, tremendous job. And the world is about to turn. Well, St. Patrick, after 6 long years in slavery, he escaped. He boarded a boat and found his way back home. At long last, he was back on British soil. His family was overjoyed. They never thought they would see him again. He was reunited with friends and a loving community. In his own mind, Patrick said, I don't ever want to go back to Ireland again after that experience. According to Patrick, even though he had now been converted, he wrote, it was not in my nature to show divine mercy toward the ones who enslaved me. But once again, his world was about to turn, because one night, Patrick, like the Apostle Paul, had a dream. And in his dream, there was someone in Ireland who said, come over and share the gospel with us. Come back to the land where you had been enslaved and share the good news of the liberating Christ. His family told him he was nuts. He lost his mind. He was crazy. What was he thinking, wanting to go back to the land that was not even under the Roman Empire at the time? They were considered to be barbarians. But he used his own money, purchased his own boat. St. Patrick came to Ireland. And today we celebrate his life, this legendary figure, almost mythical figure, but there are a few things I think you need to know about St. Patrick. One was, he had a walking stick. Remember my walking stick? We climbed a mountain with this, but St. Patrick used his walking stick and he walked all over Ireland. He walked all over the country for 30 years. He founded over 300 Christian churches. It is estimated that he baptized over 120,000 people. But he had something he would do when he would come to a place where he wanted to preach. He would take his walking stick and he would thrust it in the ground where it would stand until the sermon was over. Now, I started to do that this morning, but Building and Grounds thought otherwise. I'm just going to lean it over here because there's more to that story I'm going to tell you in a few minutes. Now, you know that when Patrick was a slave in Ireland, he took care of sheep. So there was something else he carried with him. He had a sheep bell. And everywhere he went, he would ring the bell. He would ring the bell to remind him of his time in slavery, to remind him of the fact that only by the grace of God he was liberated, that he was free, and he was converted. He said if it had not been for his slavery, he never would have found the Lord. And he also used this to call people. Wherever he went with his walking stick, he would ring the bell. When St. Patrick died, they placed the sheep bell in his hands because it was so much a part of his life. Another thing about St. Patrick, you know about the shamrock, the symbol of Ireland, the symbol of St. Patrick's Day. He used the shamrock to teach about the Trinity, the three in one, the one in three, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And something else about St. Patrick. You know about St. Patrick and the snakes. You know that, don't you? He cast all the snakes out of Ireland. Now, it should be noted there were never any snakes in Ireland. You know I've cast all the hippopotamuses out of Davidson County. I mean, have you seen any lately? What can I say? Closest one is over at the zoo. But it is what it is. There were so many stories about St. Patrick. But the most important thing is Patrick. Like Paul and Silas in the passage that Jim read for us, St. Patrick turned his world upside down with the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the one thing that I want us to take away from this service today is simply this. That same power that Paul and Silas had, that Patrick had, to turn the world upside down, we have that power. We can turn our world upside down with the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We need to turn our world upside down, but first we must believe that we can do it. Now you may be here today and say, now wait a minute, I'm no St. Patrick. I can't turn my world upside down. Well, think about this. God has already turned this world upside down, and all we have to do is to tap into his power. And while we may not convert a whole nation like Patrick, we can turn the world upside down for one person or two people. We can turn the world upside down for a child who's hungry. We can turn the world upside down for a senior adult who's lonely. We can turn somebody's world upside down. A few weeks ago, Joyce and I were in Belize. We were at Pastor David's church, Belmopan Baptist, and he is so excited about our young people going back next summer. But he told me, he said, Pastor, he always calls me Pastor. He said, Pastor, he said, we've got two or three families in our church, and they're very poor. See, in Belize, the government provides education through the eighth grade. But beyond the eighth grade, the first thing, every child has to take a test. If you don't pass that test, that's it. You can't go to school. But even if you pass the test, you still have to pay tuition. And that tuition right now is about $700 a year U.S. And he said, I have three girls in my church. In fact, they came from such sad home situations, they were actually living with Pastor David and his wife. And he said, my wife and I are providing for one girl to go to school, but we have two more. And I'm praying that somehow that we'll find a way. Well, I came back, I mentioned that to you Sunday a week ago, and then on Wednesday night a week ago, we just had a free will offering. I had somebody who told me, said, listen, I was trying to get $700 to send one of those girls to school. Somebody said, you let me know how much more you need and I'll make up the difference. So I went up to this individual and I said, you got $13. He said, you mean we only need $13 to reach 700? I said, no. We only need $13 to reach 1,400. And now we've collected $1,700. And I emailed Pastor David and I told him what had happened. And I said, you not only have the money to provide scholarships, but you have the money to go and buy clothes. This is what he said. Pastor Ray, what a day of excitement for me, knowing that God has opened the doors for these kids from our church to go to school. Praise God. God is good all the time. And if Pastor David was here, he would add, and all the time, God is good. You and I can make the difference, whether it be one life, two lives, a dozen lives, a community, a nation. We can turn our world upside down with the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Do you believe it? Yes, I believe it, and I believe we can do it because God is good all the time. We're going to stand and sing another one of those great Irish tunes, Be Thou My Vision. And as we stand and sing, we open the doors of the church. If there's someone who would come and make a public commitment of their life, someone to unite with the fellowship of this church, we invite you to come as we stand and as we sing.